time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right, needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5, touchdown Giants, 97 yards.
Now here's your host, John Schmel.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend, a long one for a lot of people around the country. I'm coming off a pretty nice vacation. It's good to be back, though. I know a lot of people are dying to talk some Giants football and get ready for training camp, which, believe it or not, is less than 3 weeks away. Players arrive on July 26th. First day of practice is July 27th, and it should be a heck of a training camp and a fun one here at the Timex Performance Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. So the question of the day that I'm going to pose to you guys, and it's kind of a broad one. I'm going to let you be a little creative, see if you can come up with something that's a little interesting. Do you want the Giants to make any roster moves before training camp starts on July 27th? You can send your comments in the hashtag Giants chat, or you can call in at 201-939-4513. And I know I'll address a couple of things people want to deal with. One, you know, rumors are that Victor Cruz is close on a long-term deal. Obviously can't confirm or deny that, but the Giants hope to have him locked up long-term. That'd be good for him. That'd be good for the Giants, obviously. Though, much more beneficial to the Giants if he is to play under that one-year tender than it is, I think, to Victor Cruz. So I think the pressure right now is on Cruz to get that long-term contract done, not necessarily the New York Giants. But much like I said at the start of the year, I think it will get done eventually, even if it's not until a couple days before camp. I think that will come down the pike eventually, as I've been saying most of this preseason. That's number one. Number two, a lot of people have talked about Vontae Leach. I think a lot of people saw the report yesterday. I forgot who tweeted it. Somebody did over the weekend, where he's either looking for a cash-in deal somewhere or he's looking to go back to Baltimore, one or the other. So the Giants don't have the money to give him a ton and allow him to cash in big time on some kind of big lucrative long-term contract. And really, they shouldn't, because they have Henry Hinoski, who's a long-term answer at fullback and can do a lot of things blocking and things of that nature. So I wouldn't expect the Giants to blow Vontae Leach away with an offer that would make him want to stay. And I think he's eventually going to go back to Baltimore and be a fullback there for less money. I just don't see any team out there ponying up big bucks for a fullback in a league where the fullback really is becoming an obsolete and I don't think many people use it anymore. I don't think many people like to use it. And I don't see the Giants making any moves there. So do the Giants have needs anywhere else where they might want to make a move before training camp starts? Well, let's just go through it real quick, position by position. Quarterback, certainly not. They have Eli Manning. They have a veteran backup in David Carr, a third veteran in Curtis Painter, and then throw in their rookie fourth-round pick, Ryan Nassib. So, no, they're not going to make any type of move on a quarterback. Now, running back's an interesting position. I know I've made this case most of the offseason, and some of the callers and the tweeters have as well, where they want to bring in, and I was part of this group, want to bring in a veteran running back for the Giants. And I still think it would be beneficial to have someone here that can step in and be a veteran presence for the New York Football Giants at that running back position. I don't think that could hurt. You have David Wilson and A.J. Brown, and I think both those guys are very talented. I think they can do a good job, but neither one has done it for a full season before. So I think if you're going to look anywhere, that's where you look in terms of bringing somebody else in. I think that's what you're looking at. Now, talking to the coaches over the course of this offseason, I've softened my stance a little bit. They seem to be extremely confident either David Wilson or A.J. Brown or both can last the entire season. The Giants won't need another veteran running back in addition to the Ryan Terrains of the world. And they'll go with what they have. And, of course, Michael Cox, their draft pick out of Massachusetts. So, we'll see. honestly, I wouldn't expect anything. I wouldn't expect anything, period. I think the Giants have their roster, and they're going to be happy with it. Offensive line, they have enough competition and depth inside and out. I don't think they're going to have a huge problem there. You jump to wide receiver. If anything, they have an overflow there. You're going to wonder who's going to make the team. You figure the four in for sure are obviously the top three, Nix, Cruz, and Randall. Throw Lewis Murphy in there as the fourth. And then you get some question marks. You figure Drell Jernigan is a third-round pick and only his third year. He's going to make the team, but I think he's going to have to earn it. Then you have the Brandon Collins of the world. Of course, he did something stupid over the last couple of weeks, got suspended 4 games by the NFL for violating the substance abuse thing. Idiot, not smart. That's going to make it very difficult for him to make the roster when, quite frankly, he was my dark horse a few weeks ago. Not so much anymore. The Giants just can't hesitate to have a guy like that fill up a roster spot that's not going to be able to play the first 4 games of the regular season. You can't have it. You just can't. So Brandon Collins certainly sabotaging himself a little bit. On defense, the defensive line, we've been through it a million times, certainly stacked. A lot of good corners. They have 5 guys that are starting caliber. A lot of safeties as well. Then linebackers, look, if there's a guy out there that can help, maybe, but they have so many guys to compete, I think the Giants like the group that they have. Hashtag Giants Chatter, 201-939-4513. Let's go to our phones and start it off with our buddy Shakes down in Baltimore, Maryland. Shakes, good morning. How are you, pal?
Good morning, man. How was your vacation?
It was pretty darn fantastic, Shakes, I got to say. I'm feeling great, but I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you back, man.
I appreciate
the show. let me speak on a couple things. Brandon Collins, I see you're a little disappointed in him.
He was my dark horse, man. He betrayed me. I'm not pleased.
Yeah, he was your Charles James to me. But I don't think he's going to make the team after that.
It's going to be tough.
I don't know if he's going to even get picked up this year. He may try next year. Maybe he'll get on a practice squad. I don't know.
We'll see.
Let me speak on a couple of things. First, I wanted to ask a question about Dan Connor because he just got in trouble with the weapon at the airport.
Yeah.
I don't know how serious that is. And my question is, is it serious enough that the Giants are considering cutting him?
Honestly, I don't think it's serious to the point where he's going to get any discipline from the league. I don't think it's serious to the point. And, Shakes, thanks for the call. Sorry about that. Looks like we reset our power here over the weekend, and it looks like we wreaked some havoc with the phone. So we're going to have to work out that issue today. So we're going to have to be quick with the call. Shakes, you want to call back? We can put you right back up. Don't worry about it. I don't think the Dan Connor thing is going to be something where the league's going to disappoint him or the team's going to disappoint him. I don't think that's going to be an issue. I really don't. Obviously, you never want to, be caught trying to bring a weapon or sharp object, whatever it was, onto an airline. That's bad. But I'm sure it was an accident more than anything else. And I wouldn't think that's going to be some type of long-term issue where Dan Connor's going to get suspended or get into any sort of trouble. So I would not worry about Dan Connor losing any time with the Giants this year. I just don't see it happening. I really don't. And that's going to be an interesting competition, too. The Herzlick-Connor competition is going to be one to watch in training camp because even though Herzlick's the guy that's had the starting spot in the spring, and he has, I don't think he's a prohibitive favorite at this point. I think he's been there because he's been here longer. He knows the system. He knows Perry Fuel's style and all that type of stuff. And I think that's why he's had this spot here. And I think that's why he's the starter, not necessarily because Connor's a guy that has been beaten out for that spot by any means. So I don't think that's going to be a big deal, Shakes, that Connor is going to be suspended or anything like that. And, Shakes, welcome back. Make it quick just in case we lose you again. All right, pal, what else do you got?
Hey, I didn't hear what you said about Connor. But
don't sweat it. Not a big deal.
Okay. All right, and also, I think my statement is, this year I think that what's big on our year is that the young guys stepping up because next year, the cap and everything, we're not going to have enough space Well, see, last call, I'm sorry to hold you up, but the last time I listened to the radio, it was a guy that said, you know, since we, Cruz is about to get signed long-term, then, you know, how are we going to sign Nick, JPP, and Joseph? Like, it's not enough money to go around. But if you think about it, it is. I mean, we got a lot of one-year contracts going, so we get to see who sticks and who goes.
Yep.
And we can restructure Roll, Manning, and maybe Snead. And then, like, reason why I said the young guys need to step up is because, you know, we can get rid of the dead weight. Like, you know, not saying Dio is a dead weight, but, you know, a lot of cap space, and he's getting older. That's why we need guys like Pew and et cetera to just step up. And if they do, then we're in good shape for the rest, you know, for a good 4 or 5 more years.
Shakes, I'm with you, buddy. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Talk to you soon. That's Shakes in Baltimore. Thanks for calling up, Shakes. And I'll address his point, and I think it's a good one. And this is why the Giants work their system like they do. Next man up. If I was to summarize it in one line, that's how I'd summarize it. Next man up. And the Giants understand that sometimes, even though you like the player, he's been good to you and he's been a good player in the past, you have to move on. You'd rather get rid of a guy a year early than a year late. And in order to do that and have good players under the salary cap like the NFL has, and you're paying a guy like Eli Manning a ton of money, rightfully so, he's a franchise quarterback, you have to balance your money elsewhere. And how do you do that? Well, you do it by developing young players and getting guys on low contracts, which draft picks are now since everything's slotted, and they give you production despite the fact you're not spending a huge amount of money on them. And that's how the Giants have always done it. They let the guy walk in free agency because their second-round pick is ready to step in. They don't have to go out there and sign that huge free agent from another team because they have a draft pick that's ready to step in and play. And Shakes is right. As much as the best players have to play better, and you could put Eli Manning, Akeem Nixon, Jason Pierre-Paul squarely in that group, those guys all have to play better. You got to get stuff from your young guys. Jaron Hosley has to step up in year two and prove he can either be the third or fourth cornerback and play in the slot. He's got to do that. Justin Pugh at right tackle, or James Brewer on the offensive line, a first-round pick this year and a fourth-round pick 3 years ago, it's time to step up and play. Show you deserve to be out on the field and contribute. Also very important. For a guy like Jarrell Jernigan, third-round draft pick, third season, it's time to step in there and show that you deserve playing time in the slot. That if Victor Cruz gets banged up, misses a game, you can step in there and be that guy. It's time to prove that. If you're Marvin Austin, you got to make this team. There's a lot of defensive tackles on this roster that can play. They had a first-round pick this year who's excellent. They have other players that are developing, free agents, Mike Patterson, Colin Jenkins, Sean Rogers is back. There are so many defensive tackles on this team that have had success in this league that Marvin Austin is going to have to step in there and show he can do it. Or he's not going to be long for this league, this team, the NFL. Make or break year for him. And the Giants have had very success with this sort of thing, where some young players have stepped in and done a good job. Other players have not. You know, Clint Sinton was a bust, but William Beattie has worked out extremely well as a starting tackle. He just got rewarded with a long-term contract. You know, Keem Nicks worked out. Barton and Beckham did not. But that's how you refill your ranks in the NFL. You have to draft well, and those draft picks have to pan out, and they have to give you low-cost production so you can still win and have a great team under that salary cap. That's how it has to work if you're an NFL team. And, Shakes, I don't know if you're listening now, but I'll repeat the Dan Connor thing for you. Don't worry about Dan Connor. I know, obviously, whenever you hear your player gets arrested for having a weapon at an airport, you get nervous, but To me, that's much more of a minor thing. Usually they just make you throw it out when you get to security. I mean, I'm sure all of us have had that, where you get there and you have like a Swiss Army knife or a pocket knife or something in your bag and you're trying to go through and they see it and, you know, they pull you aside, blah, blah, blah. And it's not that big of a deal. And I don't think you're going to see any sort of discipline from the league or anyone else when it comes to Dan Connor. I wouldn't worry about it. And I think he has a great chance of being a factor for the Giants. And that answers a couple of the questions we have on Twitter here. Sports cards collectors, any more info on Dan Connor's arrest? Any updates? What's the Giants of the league going to do? Again, I don't think they're going to do anything. Shy E at G-Men. I love Hinoski, but if they feel he'll be headed out for extended time, sign Vonta Leach. Hashtag Giants chat. And then my man Svinung Lofaldi. Hawaii got that okay. My man listening overseas, excluding quarterbacks, who will rack up the most yards for the Giants this season? That's an interesting one. Who's going to have the most yards from scrimmage for the Giants? Maybe I'll make this our question tomorrow. That's actually not a bad idea. You just gave me my topic for tomorrow. I appreciate that. We're going to get these phones squared away for tomorrow, too, by the way. Don't worry about that. But let's see. If I had to choose, who would have the most total yards for the Giants from scrimmage? I'm not going to count kickoffs. Because those kickoffs and yards from scrimmage, I go David Wilson, but that'd be too easy. Total yards from scrimmage, I am going to say the Binghamton Cruz and Knicks here. Just because of Knicks' injury history, I'm going to go Cruz. I think Cruz leads the Giants with yards from scrimmage this year. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. But I think that's what we're going to do. I think it's going to be Victor Cruz will lead the Giants in yards from scrimmage this year. And Knicks will not be far behind. Now, if Nick stays healthy, and of course that's really the trick with him, isn't it? I think that'll be interesting. I think Knicks could do it as well. Let's see. Scott Barman, do the Giants really have holes to fill? Maybe he had some depth at linebacker and O-line, more worried about the D. I agree, Scott. Not many holes to fill for the Giants. I think they're pretty much set. Again, a veteran running back maybe, but I wouldn't worry about it. More worried about the defense. And I agree, Scott. That, to me, is the key to this whole season. How can this defense step up, and when it's not creating turnovers, can it get stops consistently? I'm not sure if it can. It didn't last year. It didn't the year before. Can it stay healthier? Can the defensive line get a more steady pass rush? Can they stop the run, which is really the key to the whole shebang? Let's be honest with you. Let's be honest. Last year, team couldn't stop the run. Didn't get enough pass rushing situations and bing, bang, boom. Long season. Not in the playoffs. The offense had struggles too. Look, they didn't do their job in a lot of games. Not going to lie about that. They really didn't. That being said, the defense got to play better. You can't be a bottom five defense in terms of yards in the league. You can't. You got to be better than that. And I know you're focusing on things like turnovers and such, and that's important. I'm not saying it's not, but you got to get stops at some point. You got to get teams off the field and don't make that mistake. Brett Iannarino just secured Cruz and Knicks. While neither guy signed long-term, I would not expect anything to happen with Akeem Knicks until after next year. I'm sure the Giants want to see if he can stay healthy, and quite frankly, if Knicks doesn't stay healthy, they might be able to get him on the cheap. Then again, Percy Harvin's on it hurt all the time, and he got $12 million a year, so maybe not. Maybe that's just me being a cockeyed optimist. Billy Mumford. Wonder if anybody got that reference. Mike Farmer, I love what Roll's been saying. This is from over the weekend back on late last week. We are off, so we can get to that now. I love what Roll's been saying lately. He's a Pro Bowl safety. Stop playing a nickel cornerback. Enough of that. And actually, on Giants.com today, we're going to start our training camp question series where we answer one question per day until training camp starts. It's going to be about 20 days, I guess, give or take, when training camp starts on the 27th. And the first question that we're going to get up there later on today is going to be, what is going to be the best position battle? Now, my answer to that question was obviously linebacker, because that, as a group, I could see six different guys starting. I was going to say five, but just for you, Shakes, I threw Aaron Curry in the mix for six. But I think the real individual position, if you just take one, that's going to be very interesting when you get to camp, and that's going to be that third cornerback spot. To me, that's interesting. Because you have three guys who could start. Terrell Thomas has started if he's healthy. Aaron Ross has been a starter, obviously. And then you have Jaron Hosley, who did a very good job last year, or did a good job at times last year, and showed he has potential to be a pretty decent starting cornerback in this league. And I think it'll be fascinating to see that battle play out. And the Giants have to find somebody at corner that's effective there. Because if they find the corner that can play that spot consistently and play it well, then you can have role at safety where he can play his natural position, play that robber spot, make some plays on the ball, support against the run, and do the things Antoine Roll is so good at. That really he hasn't been able to do the last couple years because he's had to play corner. So that's why, to me, that battle and that position battle is so important, because it not only helps your pass defense, and let's be honest, the third quarterback now, that slot guy, is basically a starter in this league. Teams play three wide receivers so much. And the Redskins are going to do it, the Cowboys are going to do it, and the Eagles are going to do it. The Redskins probably the least out of those three teams. Cowboys have Miles Austin in the slot all the time. The Redskins had Santana Moss in the slot all the time last year, and those guys ate the Giants up a little bit. Need a corner that can cover, and then you can play role at safety where he belongs. And losing Kenny Phillips, you need him there now more than you did before. You need to play him there with Stevie Brown because, you know, Ryan Mundy's good, and he's probably the third safety right now, but you don't want him starting there. Cooper Taylor's learning. Will Hill's learning. And Sash probably is not right now a guy the Giants can depend on to be a starter. So that position to me is very, very important for how this Giants season plays out. It really is. Very, very, very important. So that's where the Giants are heading into camp 20 days away. We'll continue doing shows up until camp. I have one more mini vacation planned before camp, the weekend before the weekend of the 20th. I'll have Lance and the Tino come in and suffer me those days. I'll try to have them come in before then, too. I'll have a couple two-man shows. Take your calls. We'll get this phone problem fixed by the end of the day, and we'll be back with you tomorrow right here on Giants.com. Everybody, great job on the phones. Great job on Twitter. Thanks for joining us for our entire crew here at Giants.com. Make sure you stay tuned all day long for the latest on training camp. We continue our position preview series. Our training camp question series starts today as well. It should be a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Giants.com. Protect yourself from the heat. Have a good one, folks.